We went brilliant today, but I thought Joe Colbeck was a difference for us. I thought he was outstanding today. He's been biding his time, and I think Joe sort of epitomises what we are as a squad, where every day he comes in and he's bright and he's enthusiastic and he wants to work hard, and he's got talent as well, and I think that runs through the squad. But I have to give credit to Telford. I thought they came, and the way they set up, they made it difficult for us. They played one up front, five in midfield and four at the back, and they made it difficult for us. But first half, it was laboured at best. You know, didn't give them a rollicking at half time. We just said we needed to up the tempo, and to be fair, Joe did that. First few minutes of the second half, he stepped onto something nice and bright. Great ball to Broads and an excellent finish. But I think it's the time of the season. I think you look again at some of the results, and you know, everyone's dropping points, but we're not. So that's a positive.
Is it a positive too that you're not playing maybe at your best, but you're still winning games?
Well, it's always a positive when you win, because as I said, I think, you know, there's been many a times in seasons, or you watch other teams that they're going to play better than that and lose. So happy with that, yeah.
Jamie Levitt not involved today. Was he injured?
He's ill. He contacted us this morning to say that he was ill. So we were obviously disappointed, but we're safe in the knowledge that we've got someone like Joe Colbeck to call on. And that's the idea of bringing in the squad that we've got. You know, I'm sure there'll be a few that are disappointed. Ross will be disappointed not to start, but Broads has scored again. You know, Cookie has been as good as he has been in recent weeks, and just had a chat with him there. But you can't play brilliantly every week. That's not how it works. And it's just a case of keep plugging away, and when someone's not doing it, somebody else will step in and be the one to carry the torch. But you know, I've got to be honest, I don't, apart from a couple of free kicks around the box, I don't think they had too much to worry us. But you know, I just wanted to have a little bit more going forward, really.
You said you took up the tempo at the start of the second half. You almost scored through Andy Cook just before then. Did you feel you kept it going till the 90th minute?
We did what you had to do till the 90th minute. You can't play flat out for the full 45 minutes. It's not possible. You know, they've come and they played a system where they outnumber us in midfield, so you can't, it doesn't always look as though you're dominating things, and you can't do that. But what we're not prepared to do at this moment in time is sacrifice our wide players to match them in midfield, because I felt if we can get it out wide, we'll cause them problems. And again, that's where the goals come from, a wide player picking it up and driving on. So we feel that, you know, did we carry on for 95 minutes? We did enough to win the game, and that's what it's about.
Derek Niven came back in today. How do you think he did?
They're right. Dell's Dell. We know what he is, you know. Whether that's a loaded question or not, I don't know. But for me, Dell does things right, works hard, and yeah, he gives the ball away, but he wins it back for us as well. So, you know, at first we thought maybe, you know, did we go the wrong way, wrong personnel, because the way they were playing, they came and were very defensive. But we can't play everybody, and Dell did a good job, worked hard, as he did when he came back in after the game he was left out previously. So they all work hard. They're a good bunch of lads, and they're disappointed, really, in there. I think they're a few of them are a little bit disappointed with their performances, which is, you know, you don't want to see that, because you always want them to play really well. But they're honest professionals, and they know when they're not playing to their potential, but they're still doing enough to win games of football.
Game's coming thick and fast now, and the squad's, everyone's going to get a chance, perhaps.
Yeah, well, I think we've sort of highlighted recently that there's going to be people disappointed, but that could change very quickly. I think, you know, there was a few heavy legs today, but that'll be the same through any squad in any this league, and probably the next one or two up. But we've got enough to be able to change things in certain areas, and you know, keep us going. So, you know, whether we have to bring anybody else in, we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, we've obviously lost two this week, you know, through our own design. You know, we've said that those two were free to go, and it was the best thing for them. And probably the best thing for us is to freshen things up a little bit.